this week.
Okay, call our meeting back to order. And Nikki's got stuff for us.
The pipeline recommendations that we tabled from last week.
Okay.
All right. I was at the park board meeting, and they had the minutes show that the bills for the pavilion at Pro Tem were submitted and approved, and motion carried unanimously. Mincy used remaining funds for $1,500 for some cattle panels to go around the horse arena was sent out for bid and came in at a estimated cost of $1,000. And Ronnie Melton made the motion and Jerry Sims seconded it, and it was unanimously approved. There was some vandalism at the Mincy Park, but it didn't reach our
deductible.
So there had to be three doors replaced where they had kicked the doors in and mm-hmm. broke the stuff. And that was voted on and approved unanimously. I think they only had one member that wasn't there other than the one we haven't named yet. And they were asking that question, so that needs to be brought up and worked on. And here is the minutes from that meeting. And they need us to go ahead and approve the request of the park board. It's all, as you well know, we're well the budgeted money, because there was no major projects. It's well above the monies budgeted, or well above the request.
On the vandalism, I don't see a price, but they're wanting to go forward with that, or have they already done it?
They already put the doors in, because they couldn't have the bathrooms and everything in. They just went ahead and did it, and then requested it that the county take care of it. Whenever the doors were like $149 a piece or something like that, but they, whoever kicked it in, broke the frames and the doors and everything.
But we don't have a figure, total figure of what they're needing for reimbursement, or
do you want to call Jennifer?
I could call her. I guess did we have a did
call
they
off this phone?
Did they turn that? Did they turn a bill in? Yeah, or do you know?
I have a bill.
From her for the doors?
Upstairs, not for the doors. Unless it was just set on my desk.
You want to call Jen and ask her?
Do I want to? Well, I think we ought to have a figure, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I mean,
that's what we need is a figure.
So. One. Okay, just let me.
How's it posted right now? How are we posted?
Just part request.
Okay.
It won't take just a second, and she'll. Okay. She doesn't. Hey, we were going over the park board request. Did you have a figure on the three doors and the screen door or whatever was tore off of there? Okay. okay? So, Jim, we had, it's 140 per door, okay. And then the screen door was 129, did you say? 119, and then the miscellaneous parts. I think what they did at the park board was approve that up to a certain dollar figure, wasn't it, $500 or something?
They had two doors and a screen door, or three doors?
Three doors and a screen door.
Okay, they're at 539 plus whatever miscellaneous, so.
Okay, the screen door was just $20. I said 129.
Oh, that's okay.
$20.
Yeah, it's under $500.
Yeah, that's what they had requested because it didn't meet our, because we was wondering if the deductible was $1,000 or if it was $500.
I think
it's $1,000.
Yeah, I think it's $1,000.
So, right. So anyway, we just needed to have a figure on those. So the. Okay, all right then. Not that I know of. Okay, thank you. The that's the way the park board approval of it, because he'd put one door on that it had happened that during that day, or that day he put the door on, and he said the other two doors needed to be replaced because they were to the bathroom. And so there was, they'd actually tore some studs loose and everything whenever they kicked the frame off the bathroom door. So
they want us to.
She's faxing the actual deal over. She just needed approval on it. That she's faxing the actual numbers over by Wednesday, she said. Do you want to wait and approve it? Figure up to, or?
And all we're doing is just allocating within their budget, right? I mean, that's all we're doing.
Yeah, but what they've done, they went ahead and put the money together to try to pay for the first
okay.
door. They just went and paid for it because they had to have them.
So not to exceed $500?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion to approve not to exceed $500 toward the repair of
the vandalism
at Mincy Park.
Yeah.
That wasn't covered by insurance deductible.
I'll second it.
It's within the budget, so
yeah.
It's just allocating the money.
They went over their budget stuff and looked
okay.
at it. So, and the pro tem deal was turned in, and they've got a receipt on it too, don't you, Nikki? It's $1,500 or something like that, isn't it?
Okay, so that motion's separate.
Yeah, I make a motion for the pro tem approval of.
You want to do both? Separate motions? What do you want to do, Chuck? How do you want to do this?
Matter of me. You've got, it says use of, on Mincy, it says use of remaining funds previously approved.
Yeah, there was a.
And I'm not sure whether it's $1,500 or $1,000 or.
The funds that was remaining that there was approved was $1,500, and they asked her to go out and get quotes, and the bids come in at $1,000. So actually, they're going to use the $1,000, but the $500 will probably, it's funds that's already been appropriated for.
So what this is saying is that there had been $1,500 approved for Mincy use already, and they're wanting to use the $1,000 out of that money.
Okay. Yeah,
I understand now, I think.
Yeah.
So do I need to change my motion then, probably?
I'm just, if you want to, just include both of those. Pro Tem deal's been approved. I think it's already been approved.
So what's the total number then, $1,500?
$1,000 for panels is what I'm reading.
Mm-hmm.
You already did the $500.
Okay, so I'll amend my motion and add Mincy Park Pro Tem for up to $1,000 also.
No, it was, I think we've got the bill on it upstairs, Jim. It's $1,500 and something. But it's already been approved by the park board also, and it's in the budget.
So, but how do I, either I have the amount to approve in the motion, or I have to do not to exceed. So how do you want me to do this?
Well, do the Mincy one, and then let's just get the other one and do it later in the day.
Okay, then just scratch the amended, and we'll vote on the Mincy.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got a motion and a second.
Mm-hmm.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Nikki, did they they brought that in from Pro Tem and laid it on your desk, didn't they? And you've got it up there, so we know what it is. We just have to have the definite number.
Okay.
It's already been, the bill has been brought in, but we just haven't run it through because I requested minutes from them. And
right.
I was at the meeting, but I wanted the minutes to vote on.
Right. So, if you want
to... message.
Right. Yeah.
Just to give you the exact date.
Yeah.
Oh. We'll share.
So, would you gentlemen to review the agenda for this week?
Okay. Do you have the MAC delegate on there? I saw an email from Donna saying that she wanted us to make sure we had a MAC delegate. Where did she put that? We got the email late.
Now, how's that?
Thursday. Donna said, please post a meeting with the commissioners. Nominate and vote on one member of the commission and the other, I guess it's
for MAC.
We have to vote to nominate our MAC delegates, I guess. Not our delegates, but our appointees.
Well, that's a little misleading because it said that there was up to seven needed or something like that.
At the MAC annual conference is the different vote.
Uh-huh.
That is one thing, and then the other thing is
the two, like you and James are now.
Yes,
but the other deal that I thought that one email I got said something about he had to have at least seven to participate, and we only had four names on there on that email.
Right. So I think what we're asking is to not MAC delegates. I would just post MAC delegates. And get with Donna how she. Okay.
Looks good to me.
9 o'clock on Thursday.
Excuse me.
After payroll.
Yeah. It's payroll again?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Time with me. It's a full day. We're doing interviews that day, too.
Yes, you are.
1 o'clock. Yep.
And is that.
There are four candidates.
They've added a fourth one because last time we had three and then
one came in after the hour at the last day, I guess. And Tim, I guess Tim got it.
I forwarded it on to Tim Connell and he asked that I include him in.
Okay.
So we have four. I know you're excited about that.
Well, I'm not, that's not the question. It's not the procedure that I thought we had before. Is it, Jim, they eliminated them down to four to...
Down to three last time. And then we had three last time. But because there wasn't another IDA meeting to get it narrowed down to three, Tim thought it would be best just to go ahead and move forward with four versus waiting another 30 days to do interviews. Because we'd have to wait everything. Otherwise, or call an emergency IDA meeting to narrow those four to three. So Tim kind of thought it would be best just to...
And then have a face-to-face
on two.
On two.
Uh-huh.
That's okay.
That's what he wants. That's what Tim's suggestions
are. That's scheduled for the following Wednesday.
The following Wednesday. We already got that scheduled. Scheduled.
How does that play into other scheduling?
She's got it worked out.
Nikki, you got it worked Nikki's out?
Got, already
all right.
Scheduled.
Yeah.
All right.
I like it, Nikki. It's a good calendar. It's a
all
good
right.
schedule.
Could somebody tell me what this 9:30 on Wednesday, is that something that's already wrote up and needs to be approved, or is that something I'd like to have a little head start on that?
On the retirement?
Yeah, ordinance.
It expired the end of October.
Right.
Okay, and we need to discuss if we're going to extend it. Because we have more people wanting to use the early retirement program that we created. You know, Bob has reviewed a revision. One thing we didn't address on that retirement program was we didn't have a provision. We didn't specifically deal with people who wanted to retire, but they'd come back to work right away.
Oh, okay. That'll be in an ordinance form. Is it already in an ordinance form? Mm-hmm. And it's okay. So we're not posted for it, but I just did. I wanted to know what it was.
Yeah, no, it's just a
point. I'd like to read it.
Bob should have it. It's just I posted it just for us to review it to see if we wanted to continue on with the program or not. But it has expired, and there's people still signed up for the end of this year, January, and so on. So, but Bob has an addendum to that about, you know, once we pay it out, when do they? You know, there's just
yeah. There's
Bob has an addendum.
That's fine. I just need to get a copy of it.
But that's what it is.
And
then that work session on the Wednesday, is that for planning and zoning? I assume.
Where?
At 10 o'clock?
No, that's Corps of Engineers.
Corps of Engineers work session. Gotcha. Okay. So, they're going to be here, Corey?
Yes, they are.
Could we...
I believe Arkansas Game and Fish will also be in attendance.
Yeah. Nikki, could you follow up with them and make sure that they are bringing some paperwork for us to sign? There has already been verbal agreements on some of these things, especially like the lake access improvements, and there's three of those that they agree that they're going to do. I'd like to have some paperwork here to sign.
Okay.
Get it. Instead of being verbal, I'd like for it to have the paperwork. So.
Is there anything for you? Huh. What else you got, Nikki? The HRP, HPRP?
Do we do the nuisance case first?
Yes.
It's 10-0818A. We talked about this last week. It's the burnt out house.
Yes.
You asked that we put it on for this week.
We did.
Yes, you did.
I have talked to the trash hauler.
Yeah.
And, who hauled the loads over there, and he thought that he was going to be called back. He hadn't been called as of last week to go back out there to finish the project, and the question was, will we waive those fees for that? I said I was leaning toward the fact that we would waive them if we can get the thing done, but he hadn't been contacted when it would be, when he's scheduled again. So I guess the question is, what Nikki's here for is, we have a second letter to send. When is the point of sending that second letter? Because it's not completely cleaned up yet.
Well, I got a voicemail from Richard, and I didn't have the answer, so I haven't called him back yet. But I'd like to see if he's willing, which you're saying that you've talked to him, that he is willing to go ahead and allow him. He's doing the hauling, and of course, and
right.
Allow him to finish dumping it at the transfer station for free,
right?
And then it's a done deal, and then we would close the order or close the case, the nuisance case.
Do we just want to have Nikki come back in a week, or before we send the letter, or do you give him 2 more weeks before she comes back? Because right now it's not done, and it's time to send the letter.
I would not send the letter.
I wouldn't send the letter, but I tell you what I would do. I'd contact Frank to find out what the ideal day.
Sure.
To take that out there is, and let him make arrangements with whoever's coordinating this thing.
Raintree.
Okay, let them coordinate it.
Through Frank.
Through Frank, and get it done. And just because we're not going to let this thing just wear on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah, why don't you talk to Frank, and then why don't you bring this back before us in 2 weeks and just see where we are. I mean, I think if we just say we're not going to send a second letter, we may just forget about it with everything else that's going on. So how about you just come back in 2 weeks, Nikki, with this, and hopefully we've got some activity.
The county commission has been totally supportive of getting this project done, and we have been 2 months or so since the request, and so I would like for them to honor the getting it done.
Right.
So, Nikki, you'll call Frank and let him know that we've approved free dump of this material, but we need to know, have him work out the best timing.
Timing, so that it's...
FYI, Mr. Fordyce had a long time ago planned event on Saturday where he would have finished it on Saturday.
Yeah.
But probably it was just as well.
Right.
Because he's not out there on Saturday when we were, I assume they were busy. I didn't get by. Did y'all go?
I didn't get by either.
That's the reason I wanted the report from Frank. And
okay. All right. So 2 weeks we'll come back and probably hopefully say that close the file.
Yep, hopefully.
I did drive to the house location to make sure that it was either done or wasn't done, and seeing that it wasn't, so.
Okay, next ready for HPRP?
Yes.
I don't know that I understand this. We got, I assume, the regular report?
Uh-huh, that's what that one is.
Which came on maybe Thursday the 4th.
All right.
And then we got another one on Friday the 5th, which is subject is budget adjustment and advance request. And down at the bottom of this adjustment request, it shows $2,000 total current, add new total. I'm confused because it shows this amount and then you add $2,000 and you still got the same amount.
What it's doing here is over the, on their overall budget, they're adding $2,000 to the rapid rehousing part of it, the HAFA, and then over here on the HAHR, they're taking $2,000 away from their allocated budget.
Okay.
So that's why it's plus or minus. They're just changing the way the budget they submitted to us,
okay,
which is the free, which is the grant. They're just changing the way they allocate the money.
Structurally.
It's nothing out of pocket.
Gotcha. So, I see down here at the bottom, there's add and then there's reduce.
Right.
So it bounces out. Yeah. Makes sense.
So all right. The structure of their budget has changed.
Yeah. So motion to approve amended budget and their October HPRP monthly expenditure report.
Second. Questions?
Yeah. Jim, we had on the... Is it the last month or the month before that we had the one that was in the negative? Did they get any correction on
that? No, they have $41 negative in one line item. However, they still have $24,000 overall.
I'm fine with it, but it's, I just wanted to make sure that that hadn't
gone. That may go away with that amendment, though, I'm wondering.
Yeah.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay, Cleo. I was thinking we already did Cleo.
You did, but you did not appoint who was going to be your
delegate
from Taney County.
Right.
So I reposted it.
Motion to appoint Ron Hausman for the 2011 Cleo representative.
Second.
Okay. I assume you've talked to him?
Briefly.
So he's not here to defend himself?
That's the best kind of vote.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carried. All right.
Nikki, let the man know that what he's won with that one.
I sure will.
Okay.
You talking about me?
Or? No.
Behind this door.
I may go to fulfill the rest of this year. I'm not sure yet, but I just know the schedule.
All right. Next we're ready for Bob Paulson work session. Before we go into executive, I have a question or two, if I may.
Okay.
I'll get you a copy of this. I'd like you to look at what Mr. Earhart brought us this morning.
Uh-huh.
Reading it again here, it says, A local government entity may not levy any tax, license, or fee that was not already in existence.
I disagree with that statement, by the way.
Okay. Is that not, I mean, he's taking it like that's right off of, that's his opinion? Is that what you're thinking?
I don't... did he write this, or is this something that was written by somebody else?
We don't know that. He supplied it as the author,
but
I don't know. I didn't ask that specific question.
I can give you different law review articles and other articles on the Hancock Amendment. I can do some research for you. But it's my understanding that you can't come up with a new tax Now, fees that are in line with the actual cost of supplying the service, I don't think you have a problem at all. And you obviously raise your fees at the transfer station. You raise your fees at the, well, the sewer district raises their fees. People that are using a service that everybody doesn't utilize it, you know, I think you have no problem with charging a fee that's commensurate with the service that's provided. And I can do some research on that and come up with it. I don't know what he's provided you.
Okay.
And when someone says no tax fee or I don't agree with that unless you define fee further.
Well, so, okay, with you guys to have Bob have a read on this,
yeah.
Give him a copy. And
go ahead and look through it.
I'd like us to speak to Mr. Earhart on it.
And there's four or five key things I made a copy for myself. So there's four or five key things he's asking specifically. So, I mean, I don't know.
Well, the other thing that he said was that, I'm sorry.
Just want you to review it and then give us a briefing on it.
But he was talking about providing services for the state that we don't have to provide and we should be getting compensated for.
Unfunded mandates? I mean,
it has to be a mandate, first of all. Obviously the Sheriff's Department enforces state law.
Okay. Thanks, Bob.
All right.
Anything else before we go into executive?
Helen there.
The warrants for you to sign, Chuck.
I'm ready.
Motion to go into executive pursuant 621, 610-021, 1, 2, 3, and 4, I believe.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. There's some